at CFRC Prison Radio. We look forward to receiving your messages and sharing them over the airwaves.
Hello, I'm Dion Jones from Alpha, North Wales. You're listening to CFRC Radio in Kingston, Ontario.
You are listening to CFRC Radio from Queen's University in Kingston, Ontario, 101.9 FM and CFRC.ca.
Welcome to the beginning of the end of your Monday night here on CFRC 101.9 FM in Kingston. In a world of sound and no vision, one man will explore the theater of the mind, radio, and that man is... Nicholas Ewan, and you're listening to Shed Progressions on CFRC 101.9 FM.
And here we are, it's 11 o'clock and some change. As always, we're here keeping it classy, taking it easy, getting ready to play some jazz music here at the end of this Monday night from 11 o'clock until the midnight hour. As always, to start things off, I have a request from a good friend of mine, Dan Nisnik. And tonight he actually has a really interesting find for us. It's an alternate take of The Jones Girl by the doo-wop group The Five Satins. And I know that doo-wop is rhythm and blues instead of jazz. But the reason why Dan wanted to share it, he wanted to showcase the saxophone solo later on in the song, where the entire thing is this same note, which I think is a very bold choice. In fact, it kind of puts me in mind of Lee Morgan on The Sidewinder, where for part of his solo, he only plays a single note, but he plays in a really interesting way. But to go a step even further beyond just playing one note, what about holding one note? Idris Suleiman on Coleman Hawkins' Juicy Fruit did just that for his trumpet solo, held one note for the entire thing. There was also a case where I saw Wynton Marsalis do that for his solo on Dead Man Blues. So yeah, just a bit of a tangent before we jump into things here on Shed Progressions on CFRC 101.9 FM. Situated on traditional Anishinaabe and Haudenosaunee territory, whether you're tuned in on your FM dial on 101.9 FM CFRC, listening to Kojiko Channel 282, or catching us on the stream on our website, cfrc.ca. I thank you for joining me here at the end of this Monday night to relax, listen to some really cool jazz finds, and other interesting anecdotes. Starting, of course, with an alternate take of The Jones Girl by the doo-wop group The Five Satins, a request sent my way courtesy of Dan Nisnik. Thank you for sending this my way, Dan. Without further ado, I say to you, please enjoy, and please stay tuned for more. Here we go.
Everybody talking about the Jones Girl. Everybody.
Thank you. high, and then you let me down so low. Makes no difference, darling, I just love you more and more. And every time you smile, you know I'm smiling with you. Every time you cry, you know I shed a few tears too. Ain't that loving you, baby? Ain't that loving you, baby? And I know that's loving you. Ain't that loving you, baby? I don't believe you know what I'm talking about. I don't believe you know what I'm talking about. I'm talking about love, love, love. 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 You know I told you, darling, that I'd never let you down. And no matter what you do, I'll always be around. You treat me like a schoolboy, that you know is true. It makes no difference, darling, I'll take care of you. Ain't that loving you, baby? Ain't that loving you, baby? Oh, ain't that loving you, baby? Ain't that loving you? And every time you smile, you know I'm smiling with you. Oh, ain't that loving you? I know that's loving you.
Hi, this is Daniel Wolf with a CFRC Grammar Fun. Ever wonder what the correct usage is of less versus fewer? A lot of people get that wrong, but there's a really easy rule to remember. If the item you're talking about is something that is countable, as in numbers of discrete objects, then you use the word fewer if you're trying to describe a smaller quantity. If it's not quantifiable, if it's simply not countable, then you use less. So, for example, Jill ate fewer candies than Jane is correct. But suppose you were talking about just candy, not candies, then it would be Fred ate less candy than Bill. Got it now? Countable, use fewer. Non-countable, use less. This has been a CFRC Grammar Fun.
Hi, my name's Daniel Wolf. If you're like me, you sometimes find Mondays to be a bit of a drag. Why don't you try out some really neat music? I have a show on CFRC 101.9 FM titled Dark Glasses. It's an eclectic mix of everything from jazz to folk to indie to musicals. You'll hear everything from Sonny Rollins and Dizzy Gillespie all the way to Gordon Lightfoot and Red Moon Road. So tune in Mondays at 2:30 to Dark Glasses on CFRC 101.9 FM.
On CFRC 101.9 FM every Friday afternoon from 4 to 6 p.m., you'll hear Finding a Voice. My name is Bruce, host of that poetry-focused spoken word program. On it, you'll hear local readings and events, occasionally telephoned interviews across Canada, and always a touch of music. Again, Finding a Voice, here, every Friday from 4 to 6 p.m. Check it out. Hope to catch you there.
Wouldn't it be wonderful if you could borrow a musical instrument free of charge just like you can borrow books from your local library? We think so too. That's why the Joe Chitlin Memorial Musical Instrument Lending Library, also known as Joe's Mill, has been lending guitars, keyboards, saxophones, and many other instruments to the Kingston community free of charge for almost 20 years. We are a registered charity, relying solely on the generosity of our community to donate their time, money, and instruments to keep this amazing service alive. Find us at www.joesmill.org or Joe's Mill on Facebook for more information on borrowing instruments or contributing to Joe's Mill.
I'm David Suzuki. Cut your heat and energy use by 10% and you'll be making a real difference combating global warming. The future is in your hands.
Shrink your footprint, grow your wallet, cool the planet. Find out how at davidsuzuki.org.
You're listening to Shed Progressions on CFRC 101.9 FM. I'm your host, Nick Ewan. Let's talk about what we played, and then we'll get ready to jump into that next set. We started things off, of course, with a request for Dan Nisnik, and he wanted to hear an alternate take of The Jones Girl by the doo-wop group The Five Satins. Once again, I know that doo-wop is rhythm and blues instead of jazz, but we were paying special attention towards that one-note saxophone solo played during this song. And it got me thinking about which jazz songs have done something similar to that. So, once again, thank you, Dan, for sending this my way, and thank you also for getting me on that train of thought. Because right away, one that comes to mind, kind of, is Lee Morgan's The Sidewinder, which we actually played right after. And about 3 minutes in, Lee Morgan himself does just that. As part of his trumpet solo, he only plays the one note. And it's really impressive, both the technique he uses and how he manages to fit it in. So, having mastery over the musical scale, being able to play all the notes is good. But sometimes you can just play the one, and it sounds great. For your consideration. Now, to finish things off, we played a song by the Mike Van Eyes Big Band called Ain't That Lovin' You, Baby. You know, I wouldn't mind playing some more Big Band. I'll make a note of that. Play that on a future show. Speaking of the future, coming up next on Shed Progressions. Admittedly, we're going to take on a bit of a somber note for this because I found out recently that famed jazz musician and composer Yuji Ono passed away. And as you know from all the times I played him on the show, I really love his music, so I kind of wanted to play him next. Namely, Ballad of Lament from his 1977 album Proof of the Man. It's just a really beautiful song, especially when that string section kicks in. I think you're really going to like it. Now, I have another Yuji Ono song planned for later in the show. For now, I really want to show you this one. It's coming up next, so please enjoy, and please stay tuned for more. Here we go.
Thank you. Thank you. Swing Swang Swung. It's 2 hours of jazz, jump, bop, blues, fusion, funk. I'll play it all as long as it swings. So check us out every Saturday afternoon from 2 to 4, right here on CFRC 101.9 FM.
Jazz is an American classic, and therefore we present it as such, without tricks and without nonsense and without funny hats and funny hair.
What you listening to, son?
I don't think you like it.
Well, why not? I like this new generation of music.
What the?
Where did you record this?
See, that's the type of...
It just makes me want to... That's my boy! Yeah!
Things I Will Keep, Thursday, 7 to 9 p.m. on 101.9 FM.
I have been advised to listen to this record.
The we is how we see the world, which is that everybody is made up of lots and lots of different personalities, fantasies, attitudes, and that a multi-personality is in fact the reality, not the I personality. And that where those two things meet is the position that we're trying to work at, to break people across from seeing themselves as one-dimensional and having no potential, to seeing themselves as being almost anything they want to be, and that those different things don't have to always agree in the usual accepted way.
No Static, every Monday from 6 to 8 on CFRC 101.9 FM and CFRC.ca. You never know what you're gonna get.
Are you in need of legal assistance? Queen's Legal Aid provides legal services to low-income residents of Kingston, Napanee, and surrounding areas, and to Queen's University and St. Lawrence College students. Queen's Legal Aid can help with tenants' rights matters, small claims court matters for claims between $1,000 and $25,000, serious provincial offenses, criminal offenses of a relatively minor nature, and much more. Learn more about how Queen's Legal Aid can help you online at queenslawclinics.ca or call them at 613-533-2102.
CFRC 101.9 FM Shed Progressions. I'm your host, Nick Ewan. Let's talk about what we played, and then we'll get ready to jump into that next set. We started things off, of course, with Ballad of Lament, composed by the late, great Yuji Ono. It's part of the soundtrack for 1977's Proof of the Man. Following that up, we played The Magnificent Cat by the Moe Kaufman Quintet from the album Momentum. And to finish things off, we played Blue Forest by Hirotaka Izumi, a trio of late jazz greats, whose music I don't play enough of on this show. But speaking of the show, coming up next on Shed Progressions, we're going to return to a newfound favorite of mine, Finely Tuned Elephant playing Coco Town from the album No Goats. The whole album has this really cool, like, late 1970s, early 1980s jazz fusion sound to it. And I've really been enjoying it. Hopefully you have too. Anyway, it's coming up next, so please enjoy, and please stay tuned for more as the midnight hour draws ever nearer here on Shed Progressions on CFRC 101.9 FM. Here we go.
And here we are. It's the end of our show here on Shed Progressions on CFRC 101.9 FM. I'm your host, Nick Ewan. One last time tonight, let's talk about what we played, and then we'll play our last song of the night. To start things off, we played Coco Town by Finely Tuned Elephant from their most recent album, No Goats. To follow up on that, we played Waterfalls and Unicorns by the Parker Abbott Trio from their album, Wayfinders. It's been a hot minute since we revisited that album. Might have to do so again sometime soon. Now, to finish things off, we played Spark by Polyplus from their most recent album, Good Luck Soundtracks 3. Now, initially on the docket, I was planning to play some T-Square, some Takeshi Ito, and even some Hiroyuki Noritake, but hearing about Yuji Ono, it kind of changed things around a little. Now, I did say that we were going to play one more Yuji Ono song tonight, and that will be our last song of the night, but before we play that, as always, I have just a couple of quick announcements, and you probably already know what I'm going to say, but hopefully you don't mind if I say it anyways. If you enjoy listening to jazz music and maybe want to hear a little bit more of it during your week, you should definitely check out Dave's show, Swing Swang Swung, every Saturday afternoon, 2 to 4 p.m., 2 hours of jazz at a perfect time, as well as Daniel Wolf's show, Dark Glasses, Mondays at 2 p.m., two more opportunities during the week to hear some more jazz music. Now, getting back to the last song of the night, we're going to be once again revisiting Yuji Ono's 1981 album Cosmos, which I really enjoy. We're going to be playing the epilogue song Sunrise for our last song of the night. As always, thank you for tuning in to Shed Progressions. I hope you enjoyed tonight's selections. Next week I'll be back with a few more surprises up my sleeve, although tipping my hand a little bit, it's not really a surprise because I said it already. I do want to revisit T-Square's 1984 Adventures album, also Takeshi Ito's Dear Hearts album, Hiroyuki Noritake's Dreams Can Go album, and honestly, next week I also want to play some more Yuji Ono if time allows, so that and more. But as our show draws to a close, as Monday night gives way to Tuesday morning and a new week dawns upon us, I say to you, take care out there, stay safe, stay healthy. I hope good things come your way, and I hope this week goes your way. And if you would permit me just one last indulgence tonight, I just ask that you enjoy this one last Yuji Ono song at the end of the show, Epilogue or Sunrise, from his 1981 album Cosmos. Have a good night, everybody, and I'll see you next week.
2 out of 3 geese. 6 out of 7 seagulls. And this Transylvanian owl all agree that if they had their own radios, they would tune in to CFRC 101.9 FM. Broadcasting just for you from Kingston, Ontario, Canada.
Hey, this is the Dean here. You're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM in Kingston. Woo!
Got a spring project on the horizon? Whether you're planting a garden, building a deck, installing a fence, or digging a hole for a new tree, don't forget to click before you dig. Utility lines can be just below the surface, and hitting one can cause major damage, service disruptions, or even serious injury. Visit OntarioOneCall.ca before you start to request a free utility locate. Single address requests require at least 5 business days, while larger or multi-property projects may require up to 10 business days. They'll mark out where it's safe to dig so you can work with confidence. Remember, click before you dig. It's the law. For more information, visit utilitieskingston.com.
Watch for lane shifts, reduce speeds, and shared lane signage.